This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Well, welcome. This time we're in the beautiful, tranquil quiet of Jules's front room, where scaffolding's gone up next door and a man's drilling.
A man is drilling, and there's various sweeping noises. There's lots of, oh, honey!
Yeah.
Those kind of noises.
Two sugars.
These builders also work 6 days a week, I'd like to flag.
Good heavens.
8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Oh, that's very commendable.
It's really curbed my Friday nights out, actually. It's really had a big impact on my social life.
Gosh, we've got to hand it to them. They're committed.
They are committed.
They want to get the job done. They want to see it through. How long's it been going on?
Well, it was going on before I went to Saffa.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Can we just explain this straight away? What have you taken to calling South Africa?
Saffa.
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 Yeah. And is this a local phrase?
I think it's global. I've heard it internationally.
I've never heard it before in my life.
You've not travelled enough.
That is true. So how was it, darling?
Oh, we're going straight into
it. Oh, come on. We may as well.
It was terrific.
Yeah.
It was like an incredible, incredible holiday. There's a few highlights that I've actually really saved for you, because Sarah and I have had the debrief.
Yes.
Of the gorgeous hotel.
And we should actually talk about what we had that debrief over. Because I'm going to use the words taste sensation.
Strong.
I was on the way.
Surprise.
Yes, surprise. Yeah, a pleasant surprise. A welcome surprise.
Yes, very much so.
So I was on the way over to see Jules today to record the podcast, Portslade Crew, and I fancied bread. I was quite adamant bread was needed. So I popped into Co-op, your friend and mine, at the end of the road, popped in, and they had a hot cross ball.
I mean, I want to call it boulet.
Yes, hot cross boulet. Now, I did think twice. I thought, should I, shouldn't I? And then I thought, no, I must.
Like Celine Dion did.
Yes, just like Celine Dion. I think it was a hot cross ball that Celine had in mind when she sang Think Twice. It all makes so much sense.
She was stood at the shelves of the Co-op thinking, do you really need this hot cross ball?
Should I go plain sourdough, or dare I dream with a hot cross ball? Honestly, if you get a chance, because I imagine it is a seasonal item, if you get a chance, please, please go bool.
Tastes great with Lurpak.
It was gorgeous. A lot of Lurpak, cup of tea. It was stunning.
But it also was a great accompaniment to our healthy, healthy, healthy salad.
Yeah, very healthy. The raw salad.
It went with that nicely, but then it was good afterwards as a follow through.
Throughout and after. And actually, it's nearly all gone. And it was a whole loaf. I mean, it's a whole bowl.
Celine Dion with the boulet will never leave me.
Anyway, so we've had a bit of a debrief, but I know you had specific highlights that you were saving for the Portslade Crew.
So Portslade Crew, you may have seen on my social media that there was a bit of an incident with a beard.
Now, I heard about this through June, who said, have you seen Jules's beard?
God.
She went, have you? I said, no, no. What do you mean? What happened? And she said, he cried. And that's all I know about any of it.
So I didn't have a chance to get my 10-day annual beard trim before I went. So
upsetting.
Yeah. So I got on the plane, slightly bedraggled, did that first night in Cape Town, bedraggled. Then we got to Franschhoek, where the vineyards are. Then, of course, it's selfies, it's pictures, it's wine, it's food, it's high-end places. The beard was overgrown, it was coming over my lip, and I just did not feel right.
Piratey.
So, very piratey. So I said to Dutch, I was like, Dutch, you know, we cannot leave this place without a beard trim. So I Googled best beard trim Franshoek. Now, just to really... just to really paint the scene here, Franshoek is a small vineyard town. Town is a loose use of the word. I want to say village.
I love that you searched for best. How optimistic, like there would be more than one option.
There was more than one.
Oh, was there
really?
There
was three.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're all competing, the three of them, for the best Google review.
But I didn't go to one which the hotel recommended, which was an error.
Why? Why didn't you?
Because Google said this was the best.
Oh,
and I didn't really trust the concierge, to be honest. His beard needed some work. So then we went and got a beard trim, walked in, and Dutch and I both decided we were going to get a couple's beard trim.
Nice.
So,
doing one with each
no,
hand.
No, one goes one after the other. It's not together at the same time in the same chair. Don't be ridiculous. So I pointed out I wanted a 1.5, a natural fade at the bottom and a line on the top. That's what I wanted.
You couldn't
That's
have been
what
clearer.
I always have. I went back in the chair and the eyes were closed and the beard, it just was running round. And I may have like drifted off into a daydream.
Yeah, you may as well.
I sat back up, Sarah, and I was greeted by George Michael. I was greeted by George Michael. I said, what the hell is this? And let me tell you, we're laughing now. I was not laughing then.
Oh,
my
love.
Diva range was like a cross between Naomi Campbell, Jackie Collins, and I'd say Pat Butcher.
Yes.
Like, it got aggressive at one point. Dutch tried not to laugh.
Things being thrown, combs, scissors.
I said I had no point had instructed on this gradation around my chin. I was like, this is not what's happening. And I said,
oh my God.
There's no other option. We're going to have to shave it all off. I said, we've got to shave it all off.
Start again.
I said, my holiday's ruined. So I went back in the chair, back I went, and off it came.
Clean shaven.
Clean.
When was the last time you were clean shaven?
Oh, when I was in Turkey, when I did it for a laugh.
Yeah. Would have been 1997.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah.
Long time. And
Were you a different colour underneath?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
Through
yeah,
the beard.
Fine, good, yes.
No, but like, it did put a dampener on the holiday for that hour. And Dutch, bless him, he laughed probably 5 times.
How
really
was his beard trim?
He didn't have one. He was like, fuck that. Yeah.
Yes, good. Were they apologetic in the shop?
They were mortified and they did give it comped.
Right, well, yes.
Which Dutch likes to use later on. He's like, well, you did get your beard trim for free, so we can have this expensive wine. And I was like, you know, the abacus balances, Dutch. Yeah.
If I could turn back time, I would.
Yeah, again, share.
What was the misunderstanding?
Well, he said everyone in Franshoek has it like this.
Oh, that's not a benchmark.
I was like, I didn't give you this reference.
Why is there a George Michael convention?
The only person who should look like George Michael is George Michael.
Amen.
So anyway, after that escapade, we then had to drive on. And I just didn't feel like me, Sarah.
No,
I didn't
darling,
feel like me.
No.
But,
we didn't look like you.
Well, I put a full face on.
I put a fake beard on.
Do you know how Dutch described it? He said that it looked like somebody had gone past on a moped and just ripped my beard off. Horrendous. So then after I'd got over the initial shock of what my face actually looks like, it's different from how I remember.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time
things
ago.
Things have moved south since I last saw me. I was like, God. We then went on. I did a tanned up, got over it, as it were.
Yeah.
We then moved on to Safari. Now, Safari is an incredible affair. And it was on a lot of dirt track to get there. Mm. We were staying...
Steady footwear required.
Yes, Sarah. We'll move on to all of this.
Oh, no. Go on. Sorry.
So,
I didn't even know.
So we had this amazing house. And like zebra were outside at one point, like so the animals could roam
zebra,
around.
Zebra, like zebra, but zebra.
Yeah, I'm too international.
He means zebra, Portslade Crew. Zebra!
And then at one point we came home one night. You had to be taken to the main resort and then back to your lodge. You couldn't walk at night because animals were everywhere.
Yeah.
Not everywhere, but yeah, there were roaming free.
Yes, yes.
And at one point we came back to our hotel and there was just buffalo everywhere. We had to get a torch and try and flush them out of the way. Oh, we couldn't get to our room.
What a thing! Any snakes? I wouldn't have liked that.
I didn't see any snakes, but I did see snake hunting birds. So they were about. They were about.
Okay.
Apparently, yes. It'd been a low snake season.
Oh, good. I'd like to. Yes. I'd be very interested in that.
So
the birds starving. Yeah.
So anyway, we get given our itineraries.
Yes.
And at the safaris, at no point was I ever told that the safaris were starting at 6 a.m.
I've heard this.
So, well, I hadn't.
I wouldn't have relied on it.
Sunrise and sunset. There was no safari in the middle of the day. So my outfits that I had packed, we're talking wide leg khaki, we're talking neck scarves, we're talking vintage 70s summer shirts.
Very out of Africa.
Yeah, it was a look. I had looks planned for safari.
So Jane Fonda.
Sarah, I was going on safari in walking socks, trainers. I only had one jumper for the whole trip, which says happy on it. I couldn't wear any khaki.
That's got quite a rainbow actually on it. It could have been very dangerous.
It was pretty loud. I felt like I was a direct target at a few points. And nobody talks about the dust.
No.
Nobody talks about the dust. My hair was filthy. My clothes were filthy. Listen, it was incredible seeing. We saw the Pride of Lions, saw the hippos, saw everything. But I was cold.
Yeah.
I was wet.
Unprepared.
I was unprepared. We didn't even take binos with us.
Oh, God.
I was embarrassed, actually, at that point.
What would Ken have said? No,
I haven't even dared tell him. And then the absolute piece of resistance for real north, just northern love. Dutch and I climbed Tabletop Mountain.
Oh, my God.
Now, it was climbed, I would say, on a level 6 hangover.
Oh.
So by the time we got halfway up, I was just pinot noir.
Yes.
I was just completely covered.
All over the table.
Siphoned everywhere. And it does get really hard. And now what is funny with Tabletop Mountain is it's steep pretty early on.
Right.
And then it gets almost vertical.
Oh, my God.
So it steps and there are a few scrambling elements to
it. Oh, no.
But everybody's going up. Now, it's spaced out at the front. Now, obviously, as it gets harder, people really tighten up. The groups tighten up.
Yeah. You're pushing each other up.
It's a lot of pushing. It's a lot of pulling in where the shade is. There's like shaded elements and everyone's like,
God, I'd be hopeless.
Getting in and like, this woman. I'm just going to tell you what I had to tolerate on Tabletop Mountain halfway up. This woman pulled out of a bag very overripe bananas and stood next to me eating a banana as I'm really trying to enjoy my ripened peach. It really did.
It couldn't have been more offensive. It should have followed it up with a pepper army. Let's face it.
I looked at Dutch and I was like, oh, I'm here of all places.
It's like I'm a celeb, you know, when they have to be trapped in a small space.
That was me. That's this woman with a banana.
You and a woman eating overripe bananas.
It really ruined my peach.
Get me out of here.
So then we did the final climb and got to the top. Now, what's absolutely hilarious, when you've climbed to the top of Tabletop Mountain, you look disgusting.
Yeah.
Like we looked gross. Everything's like hanging out. Everything's damp. You're red faced.
Covered in peach juice.
Covered in peach juice. All of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you climb over this final thing and you're like, oh, and you lie on the top. And there's obviously people who've got the cable car. So they look pristine.
Why the hell, if there is an option for a cable car?
It was on my bucket list.
To climb it?
I wanted to do it.
I would have firmly crossed that one off.
No, and I'm happy I did climb it. But
okay,
what
fine.
Was funny, we were looking at
I'll
all
see
the
you at the top, darling.
We were looking at all the views
and
we were taking it in. This guy next to us. And he was like, have you all climbed Tabletop Mountain? I was like, yeah, we have. And he said, oh, I'm absolutely proud of you boys. Well done. That's great. And his wife turns around. She's like, God, that's so good. You should be so proud. I said, oh, where are you from? They said, we're from Yorkshire. I said, all right. I said, we're about Beverly. All right. So, well, I'm Jules. This is Mark. I'm Bev. She was Bev from Beverly.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
I was on the top of Tabletop Mountain chatting to Bev from Beverly about the view.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, God, that's glorious.
It would just, it really, oh, it rounded perfect. Off the week
nicely. Doesn't matter where you go.
It really did round off the week.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
So, I mean, but it was just a trip full of events.
Yeah.
Full of events.
Yeah.
Full of,
oh, my God.
Just great food, great wine.
Lovely people.
Lots of people were telling me, asking me, do you feel safe? I felt safe all the time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And it was not a problem being gay either, which is like...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's all good, all good. And like, yeah, I really, really rate South Africa.
Okay, great.
Gets a full 10 for me.
Yes, a 10. Now just TripAdvisor.
I've not told you about the final thing. What? I knew there was something. What? I had a near-death experience.
What do you mean?
I had a very near-death experience.
How near?
Not that near. But we went antiquing and we met a lovely English woman who lived in South Africa. And she was the kind of woman that had travelled the world. She'd obviously smoked 60 fags a day, like taught very low voice. And she looked me up and down and pursed her lips. She was like, fabulous.
Yeah.
India was fabulous. Senegal was fabulous. You know, the yes. Maltese, fabulous. That's yes. how she talked. Anyway, Dutch is buying antiques. And I really came to like this woman.
Mm.
And I thought we had...
A connection.
We definitely had some sort of connection. She also, which I really enjoyed, was in a jersey two-piece.
Okay, nice.
With sandals.
Yeah, good.
Very floaty outfit. Yeah. Her glasses were on a chain.
All I can think is, what's she got to do with this near death? I'm thinking she tried to poison you or something.
So she lived in an old Dutch house.
All right.
So as we're leaving the house, Dutch has crossed the road with his antiques and I turned to wave goodbye to her. She waved goodbye to me and I fell in a river. I fell in a ditch.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that there's these little canals that run around the town and I totally slipped and fell in.
Did you have to be rescued?
Dutch had to come over and pull me out.
Oh, God. Were you all wet?
So...
She'd gone in.
So it must happen all the time. She's waving all nice and nice, like, yes. Go on, fall.
Yeah, that's it. Well, for the first 10 years, she used to help people out, but not anymore.
I just totally missed it.
That's hilarious.
Down I went, water in my face, everything.
No, on top of that beard. On top of the beard crisis.
It really was an eventful holiday.
That's hilarious. I mean, that is actually, that's too much.
Dutch had to put all his antiques down, help me up, pick up all his antiques again. I'm all bleary and like, you know, we had to do the concussion test.
Oh my God. It's absolutely superb. That is just, oh my God, how brilliant. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh gosh, let's, if you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, there's so much going on in the Portslade Crew Facebook page.
Is there really?
Oh my God.
A hive of activity.
Lauren Cullen has found an amazing life-size peacock room decoration.
Oh my God. Good heavens. There's
from
quite
HomeSense.
A few of them.
They're obviously big and trending here.
How weird.
Molly Francis Phillips has also found an incredible house with a peacock mural on Rightmove. I do recommend going for a search through that.
It's terrific. I love, love going through a weird house on Rightmove.
Yeah, you're really good at it. Where was that one where we looked at?
They do the rounds, don't they? And some of them, oh my God, some of them are just... Now, I've had, and this is an absolutely incredible message from Sophie. So, hi, Sophie. Hey, Sarah, and Jules too. I hope you're well. Congrats on the Oliver bonus event. Thank you so much,
lovely.
Darling. I'm 22 and I'm having open heart surgery on the 23rd of April to replace my valve. And this week has been very up and down whilst arranging all the plans. And both Wobble and your podcast with Jules have been such a huge help and distraction. I'm saving the next few episodes for the night before my surgery so I can listen to them in hospital and switch off and definitely laugh out loud. Crazy how something can be so helpful in times like this, so thank you both so much. Both of you, please keep doing what you're doing as your energy and kindness is incredible and infectious. The world needs more of it. Thank you.
God.
Sophie, I mean, sending you the hugest... amount of love. We'll be thinking of you, darling.
I want to give you a big cuddle.
Yeah, we'll be thinking of you on the 23rd. We hope it goes brilliantly. You can get in touch anytime. We love that. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hat.
And we shall give the address out at the end. There's always Jules and Sarah podcast on Instagram. Slide into the DMs there.
The closed Facebook group
of
page.
Course,
the
Portslade
Crew.
I do always think you're saying the clothes Facebook group rather than closed. I always imagine like, oh, clothes.
Do you think
this?
I should
like
just say Facebook page?
Facebook group. It's
Facebook
the group.
Group.
Yeah. I mean, it's closed, just
it
you
is
know, so you know.
Closed.
Closed. There may be closed.
Shall I just
in
call
there
it firmly shut?
Yeah, yes, the firmly shut. No, because that implies that nobody can come in.
Oh, no, there's a secret entrance.
Oh, yeah, there is.
There's always a cat flap.
Yes, it looks closed from the front. The shutters are down. But come round the back.
Yeah, there's a good old party going on.
Absolutely. Come on in. We'd love to have you in the Facebook group. How is Sheila?
Oh my God. So I hadn't spoken to them for quite some time.
No, of course. What with you being away?
Yeah, it's been away. So today we FaceTimed, which is always eventful.
How fun.
So I was greeted by Ken's chin because he'd
course
got it in the wrong place.
Yes.
And then held the phone up at the lampshade. I was like, no, down a bit, down a bit, down a bit. Then he kept angling it towards the light fitting. I was like, no, kind of no, down, 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 down. And he actually missed my FaceTime a few times and then had to call me back. I'm sorry I missed your FaceTime. We've been having a few issues with the alarm and the smoke alarm. And then he flipped the screen.
Oh,
and Sheila is on all fours with a long feather duster doing the radiator. And he was like, here's just what's happening at home at the moment. The dust has been setting off the alarm. So
when
we're
was
giving
the last
her
time she got back there?
So he was like, so we're doing a deep clean. I was like, dust behind a radiator is not going to set off the alarm. It's just going to be around the alarm.
Yeah, what's going on?
God,
I didn't
know.
Good, whole billowing clouds full of it coming up. So, good God, what have they got back there?
So Sheila gets up and wipes her brow, holds this duster, and then she moves on to the next one. And the radiators that Ken and Sheila's have got these covers on. Like, they've got like metal mesh over the front.
Yes.
And Sheila, whilst on camera, just literally grabs the mesh and yanks it off.
You've got to be firm with it.
She was just on a complete no mission. And Dad had to literally lie there on the floor and just hold the phone to her while she's doing the radiators and chatting.
What a snapshot.
It really was. It really was. But yeah, they're good. Sheila's coming down this weekend. She had bought tickets for the Dior exhibition.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Meant to be very good.
Well, I was under the impression that she'd bought two.
Yeah, surely.
No, she bought herself one. And she expected me to buy one.
Oh, Sheila.
So,
has it sold out?
It's sold out.
Yeah.
I can't go. So,
well, have fun, Sheila. Well, enjoy.
I'm picking her up at King's Cross and I'm dropping her off there.
And then picking her up later?
No, my brother's dealing with her after.
Yeah. Don't want to hear how it was, thanks. Not interested.
No, not at all. So that's really what I've got happening at the moment with
Tennessee.
So
okay,
big,
nice.
Big clean, big radiator clean.
Yeah.
Alarm's
and Dior.
Going off. And
yeah.
Dior. Yeah. It's a real sliding scale, actually, for Sheila.
Highs and lows.
Peaks and trough.
Oh,
how's
my
June?
Gosh, June. Now, I've been at home for a week with June, so there's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. Obviously, and you, if you've seen my stories, you'll know this, we're still recovering from the cataract, right? And actually, she's got this thing, I shouldn't laugh, she's got this thing that one of her eyelids is a little bit droopy, so which means that she comes up to you every 7 minutes and goes, does one eye look smaller than the other? Constantly. And the thing is, sometimes it does. And
yeah,
I have to tell her.
Yeah.
But what we've realised was to help the eye, to give it a little rest, was wearing sunglasses. So consequently,
what
almost
is she doing?
The
shutting
whole
her
week, June, she says, I do close my eyes when I'm on the phone. With her eyes closed on the phone.
I can understand that, giving them
but
a
she
rest.
She started wearing these, she had these great big, she said she got them free at the hairdressers, some great big sunglasses. So she's just wearing them all the time. But it was like...
Fabulous hairdressers.
It was like living with Joan Collins, do you know what I mean? It was like Kris Jenner was there all the time with these big sunglasses on. Just make, she'd be like making a cup of tea in her sunglasses.
People do that with migraines.
It was brilliant. But no, I mean, look, there was so many things. There was my brother's making gin and tonics for Mother's Day. George said, if you got any juniper berries, June produced juniper berries that went off in 2014.
Oh dear.
She said it didn't matter to pop in a gin and tonic. And she was right. It didn't matter at all. There was great excitement. We had to deflee Dave. That was a moment. I had to hold him. June parted the fur. So we defleed Dave the cat. But Dave the cat, the next morning, there was a scuffle, right? And it turns out that a fox went past June's kitchen window, right? Ruby,
that chicken she's left
couldn't
there.
Have cared less, was like, whatever. Dave, straight off after him. Dave saw the fox off. Dave challenging the fox, get out of here, get out of here, this is my manor.
And Dave really doesn't really care about anything normally.
No,
he's
he
very nonchalant.
Oh yeah, he couldn't care less, but when somebody's on his turf, he doesn't like
See,
it.
See, this is just another reason why I love Dave.
Yes. Oh my God, he's the best. I ate a lot of rich tea fingers while I was at home, which I find very underrated. Very, because the thing is, a rich tea finger is so much thinner than a rich tea biscuit.
Did you see I had a Nosh on holiday?
What do you mean?
Nosh is a chocolate bar in Saffer.
No.
And it's a, what is it? It's a Snickers, but it's with hazelnuts.
How was that?
Oh, God, it was terrific.
Oh, my God, I want one.
It was really
I'd
good.
Really like that.
It's all about the Nosh.
If you ever go again,
yes.
Do one for me. However, there was a bit of a mystery while we were at June's, right? June's?
Not the hat.
Yeah. No, not the hat, the bobble hat that was found. And so June's got a rolling blind in the kitchen, right? And she puts it down at night, puts it up in the morning, right? I think it's a
proper
pointless charade,
yeah.
But she just seems to enjoy it, so I let her get on with it. Anyway, every time they go away for like a few nights or a week or whatever, when she puts the blind down afterwards, there's all like little bite marks taken out of it, like something's been eating the blind. Right.
How small are these marks?
Well.
Pinprick size.
No. Like something's had a good sort of chunk out of it. It looks like somebody's gone up to the corner of the blind and gone, hum, and like taken a
who's
bite out.
Who's living in the blind?
So who's eating the blind? But it doesn't happen when they're there normally. Right. When they're just there like day to day, it doesn't happen.
So it's is the blind just away. Covered in bitten off chunks?
Yeah. When she puts it down, there's like chunks out of, well, only on one side, not on the other. And I would, so I got a bit Poirot about the whole thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to rest.
No, I got a very Murder She Wrote about it. And I was like, what's going on here? She's like, but it's only when we go away. I've got experience with mice, right? I know mice. I know what they're like. I know how they behave. And to me, it was classic mice. I was like, June, this is mousy. The mice are eating you blind. So they're getting in. You'll never stop them getting in because that's what mice do. And she said, yes, but why? Why are they only eating it when we go away? And I said, well, who sleeps? Who sleeps in the kitchen? Who sleeps in the kitchen normally, but who gets carted off to the cattery when you go away? David, right? And she couldn't believe it. She was like, you're brilliant. You've cracked it. You've cracked the mystery. And that's what it was. So when they go away, Dave the cat goes to the cattery. The mice come out to play, when the cat's away. And then normally, day to day, Dave's there to ward them off.
I told you about when we leave the back door open at home, and I wouldn't leave it open unless I was in the kitchen because I was worried mice were going to run it. And just like, they're not waiting at the door. Quick, it's clear, go. Yes. But at June, that's they it. Are. They're doing a Dave's takeout.
You know I've got ants. It's my latest problem, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
I am sorry.
Do you know what though? Somebody told me if you shout at them, they'll go. Like if you tell them firmly, no, you've got to go. You're not welcome here. You shouldn't be in here.
That's
get
something
out.
I'd like to see on video.
Yes.
Is you.
Yes, you like June and the squirrels all over again.
Sheila does that noise to squirrels too.
Where have they had it from? Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh gosh, let's. Now, mine comes from the Jersey Evening Post, so it's a bit of an around.
Yes. Over the seas.
I don't know what kind of noise. Is this Jersey?
That's quite Bristol.
It's Bristol, isn't it?
West. But sure, maybe it's a Bristolian who's moved to Jersey. Why don't you just use your own voice, darling?
Oh, yeah. I was going to do French, but.
Oh, it's closer to France.
It's closer to France.
I think it is more France than Bristolian. Yes. Definitely closer to France.
How on earth did these Dachshund puppies end up on this roof?
Oh, yes. Well, hang on. I mean, I've solved the blind eaten crisis. Let's see if I can get to the bottom of this.
The intrepid explorers found themselves in a peculiar situation. If you saw two Dachshunds on the roof of a restaurant before 9 o'clock in the morning, you'd probably wonder if you're still dreaming. But that's exactly what happened in Yorkshire on Tuesday. So it's news from around from Yorkshire.
Okay, interesting.
See what I've done there.
Sure. They've packed a pool in. There isn't much going on in Jersey.
The small town of High Bentham on the edge of Yorkshire Dales played host to one of the cuter dramas when Simba and Mufasa, two 16-week-old Dachshunds, found themselves atop the Coach House Inn. There's pictures to accompany this.
I don't understand. I've got so many questions.
As it turns out, the puppies had been living at the Coach House Inn for less than a day when they went walkabout. Clearly, restless beasts with a sense of adventure.
Oh, somebody's had a bad experience. Somebody's very anti-dog.
This morning, I locked them out in the backyard, which is dog-proof, but obviously not puppy-proof. Carl Guire of the Coach House Inn told the Press Association. At 8:40, I heard a knock at the door of the pub and was greeted by a lady saying, you have two dogs on the roof. Horror, I thought. I went back out to look and yep, it was them.
How they scaled the walls? I don't understand.
I called the fire brigade and I don't think they really believe me, to be honest. Then the rain started, so I got the ladders in. Yvonne, our cleaner, ascended to the rescue.
Oh, God! Don't go up yourself! Send Yvonne! Yvonne, it's raining.
Yvonne,
get yourself up there.
Yvonne, you're going to have to go up that ladder and get them puppies. Put that trophy down and get up that ladder.
God.
Ascended to the rescue, one of them, Simba, and with that, Mufasa retreated back over the roof to safety. It is believed that the extremely boisterous puppies managed to climb under the fence to escape the garden, climb up the rear external metallic fire escape stairs, clamber under the fencing, and then ascend up and over the peak of the roof from the rear, about 10 metres in height, before comfortably positioning themselves towards the guttering on the front of the two-storey public house.
Good heavens.
Martin Hughes, watch manager from the North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service, told the Press Association. They were very energetic on my arrival, with tails wagging and mischievous ways about them.
Oh, gosh, look, there they are, back down into safety. Gosh, they could have fallen, though, couldn't they? They're only on the edge. It is very, very impressive that they managed to get up there. Look at them making their way up there. That's very funny.
They look very, very astute there, I think.
A mischievous look about them. Now, my news from the north is it's a little bit of something different.
Oh.
Right. So it's from the Shropshire Star and it's a feature piece. Okay. Now, settle in because it is quite long.
Hefty.
Here we go. The Naked Truth. Nudists bear all about their stripped back way of life.
Do you remember that news from the north with the nudist camp?
No.
We had one. Like,
did we?
I think in the first year with a nudist camp, it was gold. Go on.
Of all the things you'd expect to see drifting along the Shropshire Union Canal, 40 naturists scoffing fish and trips is pretty low down the list. There are pictures. As an icy wind sweeps through the air, instead of putting on extra layers, Mick Goody is taking them off. Nights like this do make you question your sanity, he smiles as he casts aside the last stitch of clothing. He is one of about 40 naked people crammed on board the Shropshire Star canal boat at Norbury Wharf on the Shropshire Union Canal on an evening out for fish and chips. Crammed on board is not the words you want at a nudist event.
Crammed is not a word
no.
you want.
The event is organised by 68-year-old John Rogers from Craven Arms, a member of British Naturism who has been pursuing this lifestyle since 2006. I decided it was interesting being naked at inappropriate situations, he said. I like walking and discovered there was a naked walking group in existence, so I started going on those. The other thing is skinny dipping. Most people who try that really appreciate the difference. He admits that at first, stripping off in public was nerve-wracking. I was initially looking for a designated beach, but there's not many of those about, and the reality is that the unofficial beaches are really no different at the end of the day. But when you're new to it, or you're having an official sign, you think, it's okay. John, a retired signal worker on the railways, is married, but says his wife is not a naturist. She's not keen on it, he says. She thinks we're a load of lunatics. But she's well used to these events now.
She'll appreciate the washing, the lack of it.
As the boat chugs along the canal, anybody passing might get a bit of a shock. But John says on the whole, most people are receptive. Some people breeze past. Some people pull a face and others stop for a chat, says John. On one of the walks, we emerged from a wood into some open space and there was a woman walking a dog. There were probably about 30 of us all together and we ended up posing for a picture for her Facebook. Occasionally, you get people who aren't very keen or happy about it. Sometimes you'll put on a simple cover-up for anyone. But if you're aware you were going to run into families with children, you certainly would cover up in advance. In general, we are accepted. We don't feel like a persecuted minority or anything like that. Nick Caunt is the president of British Naturism, a 50-year-old organisation with more than 9,000 members. He and his wife, Jane, attend national events from cycle rides to dinner parties. Naturism is much more than just nudity, says Nick. It's an essential thing, an innocent feeling, and something that is very deep within you, really. Naturism is a lot about the mind, body and soul. I don't even think about it as getting my clothes off. It's more not putting my clothes on. I would normally sleep naked anyway, and when I'm in a naturist environment, I get up without getting dressed, make a cup of coffee like everybody else, and it just seems completely normal to carry on. So it's not always a conscious decision to take your clothes off, you just don't get dressed when you don't need to, really. It's very addictive. You find it hard to want to go camping or on a beach or go swimming again without thinking, why on earth do I want all these artificial things when you do the natural thing? The first time you swim naked in the wild, it's very hard not to notice that it's such a fulfilling experience.
No, that's wrong there, sorry. I've swam naked in the wild and you're constantly worrying that something's going to go up somewhere.
Yeah, going to go up your bits. Nick's first go at naturism came when he was on holiday with Jane in 2002. I found out just long from the place where we were was a small naturist beach, which seemed like an ideal place to give it a try, he says. I sneaked off two or three times during that holiday. I was surprised that we... I'm really hoping he says, to find Jane there! I was surprised that when Jane learned my bottom had caught the sun, that she was okay with it. I'd always been thinking how on earth I would raise the subject. Jane was fully on board and says that since she'd started going to naturism events, she has been able to feel more confident. I'm a larger lady, but I lose all sense of that because nobody cares, She says, they don't care how old you are, what you look like or how big you are. People are just comfortable with each other and their own skin. It's a great leveller. You're all equal. I feel accepted in this community. We all have something in common. Diane and Mick Goody have been married for 47 years and have been naturists for the last 15. We've always been very easy about no clothes. We lived on a farm once and never bothered much then, says Mick, 70. It's a feeling of freedom. If you're overweight like I am, you feel a damn sight more comfortable than having clothes binding you up. It's the freedom of being yourself. The couple, who have travelled from Cambridge and stayed at Telford Naturist Club, say that they've had mixed reactions from the public. People's perceptions can be that we're up to something, he adds. Some just can't accept the fact that we just feel freer without our clothes and that we are no threat to anybody. Norbury Wharf Limited, which organises regular fish and chip cruises, have been planning for the event, and director David Ray manned the bar and served the fish and chips. He said, we did give it some thought, but we decided this was simply another booking and that if our customers wished to travel and eat naked, we'd be able to accommodate them.
Well, my friends went to a naturist, like, holiday camp.
Did they really? Yeah. Did they know?
No, they knew. They knew. Okay. They went together as a couple.
It sounds like they're naturists. Are they naturists?
No, but they said what was the weirdest thing was doing the food shop.
Yeah.
Because they have a supermarket on site. I mean, you're reaching for a cucumber and you're looking at, like...
Oh, you wouldn't want to be by the fish fingers.
No.
You wouldn't want to be in that frozen pea aisle.
No.
Sometimes I get cold anyway in the supermarket.
I have to go in with a bit of cashmere.
Yeah, of course.
I can't do Sainsbury's in a t-shirt.
Oh, gosh, no. Did they enjoy it?
They loved it.
Did they?
She sent me a postcard of her holding two, like, peaches over in it.
That's nice. Yeah, I can imagine it is quite freeing. But I know what you mean about the wild swimming. I just don't want anything to go in anywhere, you know. I like a barrier.
Well, that's why I haven't gone on a nudist beach. It's sad.
Yeah, well, God, that's just any beach for me. It's no good. I don't care if people are dressed or not.
Yeah, it's just the sand. I don't know. I think as well, because I look at naked bodies.
Oh, it's a busman's holiday for you.
Yeah. God.
Now, do you want to play the game?
Yes. I'm going to be a bit rusty.
You'll be fine, darling. So what I thought might be fun is,
a new addition.
Well, no. What I thought might be fun would be to base it loosely around your little trip, actually. Your little South African trip. So, Jules, you have 20 seconds... to name as many wines.
Oh!
Is that mean?
No, go on.
All right, as you possibly can, go!
Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, Sauv Blanc, Pinot Noir. Oh, gosh. Malbec. Shiraz. Blends. Rioja. Oh, I hate Rioja.
Do you? I like Rioja.
Rioja's my worst wine.
Oh, dear. I'd hate a Merlot. You can have Merlot.
No, Merlot.
There you go. Very good. 9.
Riesling.
I think, all right, you can have 10. You can have Riesling. Very good. Very, very good. I practiced before I came out and I could only get 6.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yes, you... Oh, God.
I'd just like to say, though, I had the best wine of my life on that holiday.
Did you?
This... officially, as an announcement, is my year and summer of expensive Chardonnay.
Oh, God, well, I'm excited.
Yeah, you should
be. I'm excited to partake. I'll be there every step of the way, darling.
It's great.
Oh, look, we adore you for listening. We just absolutely love it. You can write to us. We'd
yes,
love that.
Take to
Come
Quill.
On in. It is...
The Portsloo Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
6.
6.
7.
4.
7.
London.
N.
W.
5.
9. G. H. And we do always finish on Jules' word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
Well, I think it should be an abbreviation.
Oh, yes.
I think it should be Safa.
You can have Safa.
I think it should be Safa.
Safa, meaning...
South Africa. Imagine if you were having a Jaffa cake in South Africa. A Jaffa in Safa.
There's the sentence.
Right.
We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.